So the idea of the planet changing greatly in our lifetimes is a big one to grasp. And beyond the concept is the idea of what to do. Efforts on the ground here, well, you wonder how effective they will be there. Our next guests are committed to having some influence on the climate, and they do it through what they do. Barrett O'Brien is a playwright. Sarah Lessman is an actor. They are both theater professionals. They are both involved in staging Barrett O'Brien's play, Water Made to Rise, opening in Ashland for a short run tomorrow. So Barrett and Sarah, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good to have you here. So Barrett O'Brien, this play is many years in the making. Talk about the original spark.
The original spark came after Hurricane Katrina. I'm from New Orleans, and we lost our family home in the storm. And loss is kind of a strange word because it actually was leveled to the foundations. We lost every napkin ring, every painting, every souvenir, anything you had ever collected. So this play was initially a response to that. But it's lived with me for these last 13 years, and it has evolved into something new and bigger, and that's what brings Sarah into the team. Sarah is a London-based actor, and our idea is to build a piece of theater that is non-geographically specific, that we can take anywhere in the world and bring fun, vitality, mystery, velocity, and physical theater to the conversation of how we build a more sustainable future.
So fun is not something people normally associate with climate change. Sarah Lessman, why don't you start to walk us in what happens in Water Made to Rise and why you're willing to cross the Atlantic to come back and play it?
Well, the fun happens with the three people who are three very different strangers coming into a bar. And with their different backgrounds, they're obviously going to have some conflict. And so that's sort of where the fun is to be had. I think for me, coming across the pond, as it were, to Ashland, Oregon, is just the idea of working on a piece that has a serious mission. It's one thing to be a performer, but it's another thing to sort of work on a piece that, that can really move people and hopefully bring some conversation to the table.
Now, there are three players in Water Made to Rise. Is that right? You're one of three. And Barrett is one of the other ones?
Yes. Okay, so. Yep, that's correct.
So who's the third? Who's the person we're missing here?
Filling out the triumvirate is Alea McNamara, who's off this morning getting our space ready. We'll go right from here into our last two rehearsals before we start sharing this over at Wesley Hall with the public.
So this actually got a brief run in Ashland 2 years ago. Is that right, Barrett?
That's right. This is actually the third time. So I staged it at an abandoned bar in Missoula, Montana. So the idea for this play is to do it site-specifically, not to put it in a traditional theater, but our mantra has been, instead of you having to come to the theater, we bring the theater to you. So looking for venues that are as close and convenient to people who don't consider themselves a theater-going audience as possible. So this time we're using a place called Wesley Hall, which is a big open hall where they do the Tuesday meals right behind the Methodist Church on Main
Street.
Blood
drives, all sorts of things go on there. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of lines in the play about the place they find being a sanctuary. And this literally is a sanctuary, and it's kind of, to use the phrase when we were talking before, a hub of our community where so much happens, and you can feel that in the walls. So originally did it in an abandoned bar in Montana, then last year we did a site specifically under the open skies at Willow Witt Ranch, and we did it outdoors. So this is the first full production. Most of those have been workshops to get the script where it is right now, and I would say this is really the premiere of the script and the piece in full flesh, full clothes.
Is it very different then from what people saw 2 years ago?
It is, yeah. If you saw it 2 years ago, you'll have a very different experience. Hopefully a deeper, more thrilling, more fun experience.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Barrett O'Brien, the playwright, and Sarah Lessman, the actor. Both are among the acting company. They are two-thirds of the acting company of Water Made to Rise, which opens tomorrow at Wesley Hall in Ashland at the First United Methodist Church. So let's get into the story. This is a flood, a bar, three strangers. What goes on from? I mean, obviously the idea of water rising outside is certainly going to be a major factor here.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of twists and surprises that it's hard to tell you too much about it without giving up a bunch of those spoilers. But I will tell you this: it's about three strangers who are trapped in a bar by a catastrophic flood. They all come in with huge secrets and huge things that they're not willing to share with the others. And though, yes, there is a three-part triumvirate in the cast, I will also say that there may or may not be a surprise fourth guest.
I have heard you discuss this as comparable to Waiting for Godot.
Yeah, I'm a huge Beckett fan, and building pieces that tap into this part of our brain that can't fully piece together the narrative, so then we have to use our imagination as an audience, I find pulls me in as a viewer, and that's what we're hoping to do. We're keeping the house very intimate, very small. Part of our mission is to be a complement to the extraordinary work that OSF and that I've done with OSF for 6 years, to do where the audience feels like they're absolutely part of the story.
Is there anything as an actor that's particularly daunting about that kind of immersive theater experience?
Yeah, I mean, I've done some immersive theater, but I think we're going to be pushing ourselves and also the audience to be involved. You really have to be listening well as an audience member and as an actor. You sort of have to read which audience members you're interacting with, who's open to that and who's a bit more closed off. So there is an element of some risk there for sure.
So the people who are frowning with their arms crossed, you generally leave them out of the action?
I think those are the ones that I target, actually.
Oh.
potentially, yeah.
And there's also a second row. So yeah, if you're coming to the show and you're like, if anyone makes me hold a bottle during this show, I can't take it. Well, you sit on the second row and you're totally safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. So you had mentioned when you came in this morning that you were prepared to do maybe a 2-minute chunk of Water Made to Rise. Do you feel like you're in a position to do that now?
I love that. You know, talking about theater is so difficult. So sharing a slice of the pie, I thought, might be a little more of a glimpse in.
Okay, so here we're going to hear Barrett O'Brien and Sarah Lessman recreating some of Water Made to Rise. This is the play on climate change opening in Ashland tomorrow.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
You make your martinis with vermouth or you rinse your glasses?
Do I what?
Your martinis. How do you make yours?
You want a martini now?
No. How about your beers? Who's your supplier? Local or...
What?
How long you own this place?
Are you messing with me?
No, you don't know where your own liquor is.
Now listen.
I'm tired of listening.
I told you to be quiet.
Tired of being quiet.
Then maybe it's time for you to go.
Maybe. But a bar owner who don't know their whiskeys from their rums, that's...
Now, I've been hospitable, overly hospitable.
That's something.
But maybe you've worn out your welcome.
How'd the front door get broken?
The door?
The glass in the door. How'd it get broken?
Looters.
What'd they take?
Time for you to go. Past time.
Wouldn't be making a national issue out of it.
Now, we can do this one of two ways.
Just that they certainly had fun yelling at us.
I can twist those wrists behind your back and escort you out.
Pushing us, yelling at us, breaking my daughter's picture.
Or you could walk out.
And now, as I'm standing here watching this one go up and down those rows of shelves, I'm thinking to myself, just how long for us did they break in here? Now, I've been patient because I see you're scared. And this is a hard time on everyone, but don't push me. Don't push me, because we're standing so close to the edge, and if one of us goes over, they might as well take everybody with them.
And a scene from Water Made to Rise, a play on climate change opening in Ashland at the Wesley Hall tomorrow evening, February 13th. Barrett O'Brien is one of the players, and the playwright Sarah Lessman is one of the other players in here. So yeah, I was wondering, you know, how much, you know, within the moment realism you get. And obviously it goes very quickly, this one scene from some these real small concerns, like what kind of, you know, how do you make your martinis, to something much larger.
Yeah, you mean like how the, sorry, can you, the question is...
The question is how you're able, it's more of a question for Barrett actually, about how you go from how you wash your glasses and make your martinis to a much larger issue that looms really literally right outside the walls of this bar.
Yeah, it's a beautiful question, you know, and working on an allegorical play, because that's what I think this piece aspires to be, really there's nothing in an allegorical play that doesn't have great meaning. From them drinking water on stage to the dynamic of how they physically interact with each other to the fact that they're in a place of respite, which a lot of times in our society is a bar. So the loadedness of this 90-minute play, because it's a short, concise play with no intermission, but every sentence, every scene, every chunk has layers of meaning. And that's what Beckett did so well, and that's what we aspire to do. Is to build a piece that has deep metaphors and deep symbolism, and is also really, really fun at the same time.
So, Sarah, how do you inform a character in a situation like this where there is, you've got the relationships right in front of you, but you've also got the larger world outside, which is looming larger all the time?
Yeah. I mean, I think the approach for this show is we really started in the body. There's only so much work you can do as an actor in your brain to sort of like replace your own thoughts with the thoughts of the character, but the body is just so reliable as a means to begin exploring the character, and I think it's also more interesting for the audience. The really skilled actors have so much mastery over their body that when they walk into the room, they're the character. That's, I think, the approach we took for this play. And again, something that I think we're all aspiring to, yeah, to show.
As we talk about mastery of the body, I noticed that that Xin Ru Yang, who is the director of the play, couldn't join us today, is very much involved with dance and physical theater. So how physical does this play get?
It gets very physical. Our goal was to be totally exhausted by the end, physically and emotionally exhausted, with the idea of theater being a gift, which means that when you come to see the show, we give you everything we got in the same way that a world-class athlete lays it all out on the basketball court, the football field. Our gift to the audience is we're going to sweat, bend, flip, roll, and dance and give everything we can to you so we can enliven this conversation about climate change reversal, that it's not always a drag, it's not always the worst headline, it's not always reading a scientific article. There's also this idea that, wow, building a sustainable future can be really fun, energetic, and quite literally in our play, a dance party. So we have an actual dance party in that no one in the audience has to take part of, but that we lend ourselves. So bringing in Xin Ru was a way to blast our traditional kind of kitchen sink theater blocking mind into these more symbolic gestures. So like we know that leaving a room, we could walk and touch a doorknob. But what's five other ways that your body can show leaving a room?
So it's a dance party you say nobody has to take part in, but is there an invitation?
No, there's not. I'm all about type of theater. I don't like theater where people grab my hand and pull me on stage. Like I feel like if I pay my $20, $15, I'm ready for your offering. So we absolutely respect the audience members' privilege to just get to witness. And also we're saying that it's family friendly. So we want people to bring their kids. We're saying about 10 years old and up. Not that there's anything for under a 10-year-old, it's just that the stakes are pretty high and they can get kind of intense. So I'd say under 10 would be a little intense. But we had some kids 10 and up who saw the last run and they have a really good time. So we don't want it to be a thing where we're grabbing and making people feel uncomfortable. We want people to be able to witness and have that joy, feel included, but let us do the work.
Barrett O'Brien and Sarah Lessman are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. They are two of the three actors in Barrett's play, Water Made to Rise, opening at Wesley Hall in Ashland tomorrow. Now, Barrett, I read the coda on your website, which speaks of your environmental ethic, like the gesture of using a reusable cup. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there, in addition to dance party that you won't take part in, a call to action? I mean, some spur to have people do things when they leave Wesley Hall?
What a beautiful question. Absolutely. And to that coda, we are committed to being as light of a footprint of a theater company as possible. To that end, there, when you walk into our theater, there'll be no printed programs. There'll be no paper cup concessions or plastic bottles. Every prop that we have in our play, we've either found or gotten from Goodwill or borrowed our costumes. Our idea is that we need to be part of the solution. And to that, at the end of the play, instead of us taking a traditional bow, We leave the space in the story with the audience. And the idea that is opposed to clapping and ending this experience, our dream is that people take the feelings, joy, passion, fire that they get from the play and they carry it into their life. Part of the idea of the play is that you don't have to do these grand sweeping things to be part of the change. Just pick one or two things that you enjoy doing, that you're already doing it, and just steer the steering wheel a little to the left. And I don't mean that politically left or right. So that you're adding to the solutions. Because if we all just do that little microscopic adjustment, I really see how beautiful and sustainable this planet's going to be.
So, Sarah Lessman, how much of an impact does that ethic have upon you as an actor in this production? Have you examined some of your own actions and activities?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't really say that you're doing a show about that has this deep ethical sort of rooting and not begin to look at your own habits. So I think I'm generally pretty good at recycling and reusing my water bottles and using my coffee cups. But I think even just like a deeper connection with the earth, in the very early stages of the rehearsal process, we explored water and really like the amount that we take water for granted. So that has been hugely impactful just in terms of how I am viewing my surroundings and my resources. That it's part of the collective, that I'm not this human that has all this control over my resources, that it has to be an integral process where I'm working with my resources and my resources are working with me.
You have a perspective that we lack in the United States, having worked in London recently, where you live in a part of the world where it's not considered part of your political DNA to not believe in climate change. So
correct.
How different a situation is it?
That's a great question. It's really interesting coming back to the States, and I'm always struck specifically just by the plastic bags is a really great example. Everywhere you go in England, you have to pay extra for plastic bags, and that's not true here. They've also gotten rid of all plastic cutlery for the most part, which is pretty amazing. It's something that is also socially very – people are just – are really taking action there and not making any sort of apologies about it. So that's always been really interesting coming back to the States and seeing that we still have some work to do. And I think with this play, the goal is also to, we're not trying to shove these ideas down people's throats. We're trying to create some sort of inner feeling that really moves people to get them to start asking these questions about their resources and what they're using.
And Barrett O'Brien, for you in the United States, do you sometimes feel like you're shouting into the abyss?
Yeah, I mean, of course. So I think we all do, no matter what topic you are passionate about. But I feel so – all I have to do usually is pick up a newspaper or pick up a book and find – and it's usually an arm's length away of someone who's doing five times more than I do and is working 10 times harder than I am. That refuels my tank. So not anymore. But I did – I definitely used to, and now I know where to look for inspiration. And then to this ethos that Sarah's talking about, that's one of the reasons we do the show site specifically, so that we never have to use flats or hang lights. And the idea is to use what's already there and not have to produce any more waste. And also, lastly, to that program idea, just to tell the viewers how to get tickets and also how to read more about this show, if you go to BarrettOBrien.com, that's BarrettOBrien, we do our playbill online, so if you like the show afterwards, you just log on and you can read the playbill there. And there's just these really simple ways that we can take care of our precious resources.
And we're linked to that as well at jeffexchange.org. Just a couple seconds left. You're heading for Scotland in August. Is that what I hear?
That's right.
Yeah. That is the goal. The Edinburgh Fringe is sort of the thing that is the long-term vision. Yeah, and we've got a venue secured there. There's still a bit more legwork that needs to happen with the Fringe to make it to really get it going. Okay. But yeah, that is the goal.
Yeah, and the invite is there. We have this beautiful theater that's right in the hub of the festival that's been offered to us. So we're going to leap. Definitely.
Okay, we will see if Water Made to Rise arrives in Edinburgh in August. That's when the Edinburgh International Festival and the Edinburgh Festival Fringe are going on simultaneously. For the folks in the Rogue Valley, though, Water Made to Rise opens at the Wesley Hall in Ashland tomorrow evening, February 13th. It runs February 13th, 14th, 17th, 20th, 22nd, and 24th, also at 2 p.m. on February 16th and 23rd. Barrett O'Brien wrote it and acts in it, and Sarah Lessman acts in it as well. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.